Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 493 et al. Be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion on the part of the senator from Johnson. All senators in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is the bill or bills that we've worked on all week, and I think everyone is very familiar with the bills that we've worked on. And I would, first of all, like to thank our floor leader for dedicating two full days, over 12 hours of debate on this. It's a very, very important issue. I don't know any issue this session that is more important than the student transfer issue. And so I want to thank the floor leader for that. So many people to thank. Long after we were gone last night, and our pro tem has mentioned this, we had some hardworking, dedicated staff. I call them the ladies in embalming and engrossing in the office back there. But they were here till 3 o'clock this morning working on the perfected bill and getting that done. So I want to thank them for doing that. We had a very hardworking education committee, and so the education committee was very, very diligent. Nine different senators offered legislation that went into this, and so I'd like to thank the senators from the 24th, the 5th, the 1st, the 13th, the 11th, the 14th, the 2nd, and the 15th. And so so many people have just poured their heart and soul into this bill, and I want to thank them very much. What we have before you is a perfected version, but I will say it's not a perfect bill. I think we do have a long way to go, but I think it's so important that we as a Senate work together to show how we as senators feel as a body that we want to tackle this issue. And I think it's so important that we have tried to tackle this issue. I think it's important that we got something out of committee and we were able to pass something on the Senate floor 2 weeks before spring break. And I think if you'd asked most people, were we able to get this done before spring break, they would have said, that's kind of a long shot. And so we all work together. We know this is a process. This is not the final version of the bill that the House will work on, and hopefully it would be signed by the governor. But it's a very important step from the Senate. I want to thank everyone for their discussion. Didn't always agree on the issue, but that's what the Senate's all about. And I think the Senate really rose to the occasion and worked very, very well together. So be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I would renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 493, 485, 495, 516, 534, 445, 595, 616, and 624. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for your effort on this bill this week. Is it true what I heard that you tackled this issue almost single-handedly this week?
This week, it was definitely single-handedly, right. Right.
Done the job with one arm tied down. Senator, thank you for your effort.
It was painful, too. So,
having previously made a bad choice, I'll go to the senator from the 7th. What purpose do you rise?
To speak against the bill, Mr. President.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, when we started down this road sometime in the summer, it was clear that we needed to do something. The failure of the urban school districts had created a circumstance of chaos that could not be left unaddressed. I felt that there were two distinct challenges that were in front of us. One was the immediacy of the transfer issues, which I believe that we addressed in committee with a bill that I felt would solve that crisis. The second issue is, why is there a failure in the first place? And that, I believe, we have not addressed in this bill. Although there's been an attempt at reform, and the reform is directed towards addressing that failure, I believe that it falls well short and, in fact, may add to and exacerbate the failure that we see. The transfer issue, in and of itself, the underlying bill that we had coming out of committee dealt with all of the particulars for how the receiving and the sending districts would manage that problem. But what ended up happening in the effort for reform is we added provisions to this bill that go beyond the scope of that transfer. And in the process of addressing what we need to reform, we took the one thing that was told to us by a study that this state commissioned in early childhood funding, and we ruled it out of order. So I cannot stand here and support a piece of legislation that does not address what causes the failure. and that is the jobless rate in the urban core, that is nutrition, that is domestic violence, that is the transient nature of families, that is the socioeconomic conditions by which our citizens live in, which inhibits their success. We did not address those problems. What we did was, is we tried to add some reform to appease factions in this building on political grounds, not on sociological grounds. The transfer bill, as it was before we added the reform measures to it, would have solved the first half of this equation. And if we're serious about solving the second half of this equation, which is stopping the failure in the first place, then we must address that which causes the failure and get serious about funding early childhood education. And until we do that, and until we start addressing the job circumstances or the poor in those areas, we will not solve this problem. And this problem will persist. And for that reason, I will be voting no. Thank you.
We're on a third read motion of the senator from Johnson. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Junior senator from St. Charles, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from the 14th?
Senator from the 14th, do you yield to an inquiry?
Yes, Mr. President.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for your inquiry. At the end of the 2 days of debate, we had a discussion. I put an amendment forward on the accreditation of buildings. And we continued to talk about it after perfection. And someone who I have great respect for on education issues, who works for your caucus, Don Thalhuber, I guess prior to working for your caucus, when he worked for the Senate as a whole, he still does that now, but in as a member of the minority caucus, was a key person in helping Senator Charlie Shields work on this side of the building on our school funding formula. So he's somebody that I've come to respect on education issues. And, I had a concern that we were watering down what it is to be on an unaccredited district. And so that's why I think we agreed on the amendment. In our conversation with him, what he pointed out was that the board makes that authority, or makes that decision, ultimately, right? And that we didn't do anything in this legislation to strip that authority away from them.
Correct.
So, and what the language in our bill does is give them one more, one more bit of data to look at when they make that determination on whether a school district will be accredited or unaccredited. Is that the way you recall the conversation?
That is correct. The intention the entire time has been to add another tool in the toolbox. DESE, the state board, rather, has made their determination, sometimes completely inconsistent with things that have gone on in the past. A good example is St. Louis City, that has a 24 on their MSIP. They're provisionally accredited while Kansas City is at a 60 and they're unaccredited. But I wanted to add, especially when we're dealing with the financial crisis that occurred once Normandy became unaccredited, there was a huge exodus, which meant that $15.4 million just left the district all of a sudden. Under what we have been trying to do in this legislation, to try to stop that hemorrhaging, under one, the building-by-building accreditation, you get to cut down on that mass exodus. The other provision that we put in, the 12-month residency rule, that also stops the hemorrhaging. But when we start talking about the 65%, 51%, 55%, it was completely arbitrary because I knew that someone would want to deal with it, and I was open to that. I'm not married to it. I was never married to that. But what I did want was accountability. I didn't want someone to say, well, what if the district is at 95%? unaccredited schools and they're still accredited. So what you were trying to do last night is right along what other people were trying to do. What I will say is that I was not trying to go backwards and undo some of the things that DESE has put in place. Our legislation is moving forward. If there are any changes that we still need to make, and I know that the senator from Johnson alluded to this, we will be working very closely with the House and as it moves through the process over there. But I do believe that these children should have choices. And I do believe that under the design that the philosophy and the bill that we are putting forth right now, we are giving those students a choice. And so if there are buildings that are accredited and there is space, you know, that would be one level of trying to stop the hemorrhaging. But at the point where students do not have the ability, which is the case for the middle school and the high school and one of the elementary schools, we want them to have the choice of transferring to a neighboring district or a district that is adjoining. We want them to be able to go to a non-sectarian school is within the boundaries of the district. And at the point in time we have charter schools in these unaccredited districts, then we want them to have the option to go there too. So it has been a pleasure to work with you and with your staff, absolutely. And I'm really thankful to the staff that stayed till 3 o'clock last night. They have been incredible, and sometimes we all make sacrifices, and I thank you, along with the others who stayed last night into the early morning, made that sacrifice that we needed, and it was done on behalf of children.
That wasn't much of a sacrifice, but
it was on behalf of children.
Well, thank you, Senator, for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak on the bill, in favor of the bill.
Please proceed.
In 1993, as part of the Outstanding Schools Act, which dramatically increased education funding, there was at that time a provision, though a little-known provision, added to the bill. But at the same time they were talking about dramatically increasing funding for public education, there was this little part that said, we're not going to just hand money over and not hold the school districts the least bit accountable for results. That's what it says. My interpretation. From 1993 to today, for one reason or another, a process was never put in place. Only as a result of the court decision that happened in June, even though people knew about this problem, we considered it here on the Senate floor in 2011, I believe. But it was once again a court decision that took the momentum out of that effort. Were we finally put to the test, a final Supreme Court decision that affirmed that law in 1993, said that, yes, children who are in a failing school district have the ability, their families have the ability to get a quality education in an adjoining district or in an accredited district in an adjoining county. But the process that we have that ensued was really a triage situation to get us through this school year. And it didn't impact the city of Kansas City because that determination was made that they were unaccredited after their school year started. So they didn't have to experience that this year, but it's been a very dramatic situation throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. And it's likely to get worse if we don't address it. So, you know, I want to applaud everyone in this room for all of the effort that you put in before session began, in committee, outside of committee, in private discussions about this. Many contributions were made, and many concessions were made throughout this process for us to come together to bring us to this point, where we can demonstrate the legislative leadership to finally put a process in place that provides access to a quality education for every child in the state of Missouri, but it does so in a way with as little upheaval to the rest, to the surrounding districts, to the rest of the state of Missouri, to our budget. And regardless of the outcome, it was a joy to watch people work together on this issue, even when we disagree. And I think we should respect the effort that went into this bill. And the right thing to do, I want to applaud the senator from Johnson, his leadership as the chairman of the committee, the senator from the 14th. I know I would be leaving people out. All those, the senator from the 15th. I know there were people meeting in the metropolitan area prior to session starting. Everyone had a hand in bringing us to this point. Whether they added something to the bill or they added an amendment that compromised a position so that we didn't have a parochial fight or, too much reform or too little, and it's hard to find that middle ground on such a serious issue as this. And so I think to respect that effort, this bill deserves to move forward. And so I'm in support of the bill, and I would ask you to please join me in that effort. Thank you very much for your work.
We are on the third read motion by the senator from Johnson. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the senator from Johnson, please.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I've been told that the debate went really well, mm-hmm. but then I look at you and I wonder. This is not related at all, right?
Not related at all.
Okay, right. That's good.
There was some arm twisting that was done.
Well, I'm in an interesting thought process here because I agree with everything that has been said. I agree with the senator from the 7th, and I agree with the president pro tem that where we are. One of the provisions that I'm concerned about is where students who are unable to transfer to an accredited school in the district of residence may attend a non-secular private school and have tuitions paid by the district. That to me is the beginning of a voucher program. Are you concerned about that at all, or do you think it's a good compromise? I would assume.
Well, personally, and the pro tem had talked about how we had to make concessions and we had to work with each other. And this is not a perfect bill, but I think it's a step in the right direction. Personally, in committee and on the floor, I was opposed to this concept, and I share some of your same concerns. However, when I saw that it was going to stay in the bill and that's going to be a part of the bill, that's an overwhelming percentage of our colleagues here in the Senate feel that way. What are some ways that we can make sure that we put as many safeguards in and as much precautions as necessary? And so the senator from St. Charles had an amendment that talked about the certification of these private non-sectarian schools. I added some language in there as well that would put in as many safeguards as possible. And so I think that it shows the will of this body when it comes to that, and yet putting in as many safeguards as we possibly can.
Well, I think that's fair. To me, having this provision in here, we don't. I think we open up folks who are not accountable to the public spending public money. And then on the other side of it, if we are concerned about a voucher system that gives kids an opportunity to go to their schools, we're limiting where they go. About that. And I guess, just for whatever it's worth, I'm going to vote no on the bill. And the reason is I would like to send a message to the House that more of this stuff, if it comes over, probably won't work. And, my fear is if we all say yes, they'll think we're so desperate to get this thing done that other things will be added on to this bill. And I guess I'm concerned they're not going to use the same type of wisdom as you did guiding this through. So I think it's an important message that we have to make sure that we send. And being in the minority, I'm able to do that with my no vote. So I do commend you on this work. It deals... A lot of times what I hear back home is that we don't deal with the real issues, and this deals with the real issue that we have.
Right.
The best solution was to go ahead, bring up Senate Bill 624, pass it, move it on. But I'm glad the number's in there anyway. I do agree with the senator from the 7th, some of his concerns, so I'm going to indicate that with my no vote. But as we go along the process, I hope that you have a steady hand along the way. So thank you for your work.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Reluctantly, I will call upon the senator from the 1st. What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak briefly in support of the bill.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I admittedly employed levity a little bit earlier, but this issue is far and away the single most important one facing the 182,000 Missourians that I represent in this chamber. And as the senator from Johnson acknowledged when he brought this bill to the floor this morning, it's not perfect. But, Mr. President, this bill is a dramatic improvement on the state of the law as we have it in Missouri now, and my constituents are among the people right up against it currently. Others in this chamber can say the same, but it is terribly important to my district, and we need to move forward on this bill. I want to echo the sentiment of the President pro tem. I was visiting with a colleague last night who has served in this chamber a lot longer than I have. And I made the observation that however long I serve here, I doubt that I will see another instance in which the process employed by this body and the members of this body operates at a higher level than what we have seen this week. For senators, whether they got their way or not, this was done the right way on some very difficult and very thorny issues at every step in the process. And it has been an honor and pleasure to watch. The outcome is something that will benefit my constituents greatly. I respectfully submit that if the people of the state of Missouri, if every last one of them had been in this room this week and seen the process, what was said on the floor, the amendments that were brought, the conversations that were had in an effort to iron out the issues on this bill, I cannot imagine what could possibly do more to restore the people's faith in our state government and specifically in this institution. I am tremendously proud of what I have seen this week. I'm proud of this bill. It's not perfect, but it is a dramatic improvement, and I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to speak on the bill, please.
Proceed.
Thank you. You know, Mr. President, I think we recognize that we have some very difficult challenges right now in our education system. Mr. President, we've been having this same discussion since I was in high school well over 20 years ago. Okay? We've had this discussion for a very, very, very long time. These discussions are things that we've been having even over the last few years here at the state. And it's time that something be done. You know, there are some things in the bill that I happen to be concerned about, things that I have historically been concerned about as we talk about education here. Most things in this building are done in the spirit of negotiation. And that means that everyone gets some of what they want, but nobody gets everything that they want. That's what that means. So if we have a bill forward that we have spent, many folks have spent considerable amount of time on long before a session started to get us to a place where we were at least able to agree on some of these issues and at least come to the middle on other things, then it's a bill that should proceed forward. I will tell you, without an educational bill passing this year to be able to address this transfer issue, my district will likely go bankrupt. They face dissolution. And for all those other districts surrounding these struggling districts that don't want the kids from that district for whatever reason, brace yourself because those kids are coming. Without us doing something in this building this year, those things are going to happen, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I will be supporting the bill. I hope that the members of this body, knowing that this bill is not perfect, understanding that there are some things in there that they either may not agree with or that they would have preferred not have been in there, that I think everyone understands where we are and the crisis that these districts are facing currently, and that we would do something at this point. So, Mr. President, thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator number two, or from the second district, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding. First off, congratulations on your hard work. Been on Education Committee, was actually vice chair until I was forcibly removed. But you and I have not always agreed on everything, but I think you did a good job.
You have something in common with the presiding officer.
I know he was forcibly removed, but I understand why. You and I haven't always agreed, and I think there's a lot of things in this bill that you kind of had to swallow that maybe you voted against in committee and things. So I think the way that you've handled yourself has been admirable. I've almost made up my mind on this bill, and I'm not quite sure. I need one more piece of information. I had an amendment distributed yesterday, and then I had to run home. And I went, did that amendment make it on the bill? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
No one offered it. I thought it was a great piece of legislation. So had it been offered, I would have voted for it.
Well, that's going to make it difficult.
It did.
Do you understand that for years we've been calling these schools charter schools? And we had Charter Communications in St. Louis, but then they're up and leaving. They're going somewhere else. And we had the opportunity to rename them all Comcast schools in your piece of legislation. And you're telling me that no one here thought that that was a good idea to offer that in my absence?
I think when they saw the name RUPP on top of it, that probably didn't help.
Well, maybe will you continue to work with me on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
If this passes, we have all sorts of avenues in the House, House Committee Substitute.
I'm not very popular over there.
I know that, yeah. I will carry your concerns as we shepherd this bill through the process.
Well, thank you for carrying my water as usual. But seriously, you did a really good job on this, and I will be supporting it. This is as a reformer, I think this is a big step. And I think is from someone that's in a public school, more establishment, this is a big step. There's a win-win for everybody. It's a great piece of legislation, and it was echo what the senator from 23rd said, the way everybody worked together. It's a good piece of legislation because not everybody loves it, and not everybody likes it. And so that's usually the hallmark of a job well done. So congratulations.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you. Some months ago, several of us came together to have a conversation and to talk about where we were going to go during the session. And we came from all different aspects, but we decided to put aside some of the interest groups that usually stand outside in the hallway. And we all agreed to that. This was the opportunity where we were going to come together with our values and our commitments that we've always had, but under have the understanding that we were going to roll up our sleeves and do the hard work. As the senator from Johnson said earlier, we didn't take the easy way out at all. We dealt with this head on. And I really want to thank some senators in here, and everybody should be thanked, honestly. And I found some friends that I didn't really know that I had in here. I know we're all friends, but I found some really, really, really good friends. And one of those people is the senator from Barton, who is an amazing person and has been a huge support. And he doesn't allow me to hug him, but I always send him virtual hugs. And the senator from Phelps has been truly incredible. The senator from the 24th has been truly incredible. The senator from the 15th has been absolutely incredible and allows me to text him at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he answers. And the senator from the 23rd has been truly incredible. And we should be proud that we have been able to accomplish something that has not been done in 30 years. In 30 years. And we did take some things, we threw some things out, but in the end, what we came up with is a solution for the future. And we still have a lot of negotiating to do. There are a couple of senators that I forgot as well, the senator from the 9th and the senator from the 5th. And we had a commitment to one another that we would put our differences aside and represent the children that are in our failing districts. But all of us, every single one of us, all 34 of us, should be so proud of ourselves for working together and working as a Senate for one issue. That is our children. So from the bottom of my heart, with a lot of prayer and a lot of tears, I would like to thank every single person in this body and also thank the staff that worked enormous hours, long time for months. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 19th, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
As is often the case when we're dealing with a subject like this, you can't separate public education from general revenue. And the fact that initially we were looking at some things in this bill that is the response in this building a lot of times, which is if there's a crisis, throw more money at it. And I do want to thank the senator from the 14th because yesterday through a series of amendments, and I think that everyone in this body needs to understand this, we did put controls in this bill so that you don't have runaway general revenue requirements as part of this fix. We were able to do that through a series of amendments yesterday, so I think we came up with a balance that does acknowledge that while some resources may be required for this, it is not a blank checkbook. And I want to thank the senator from the 14th for working with me on that to basically put those safeguards on the potential general revenue that this could have cost the state down the road. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly, I wanted to thank the members. I know their legislation is important to them. They laid over a number of their important bills so we could get to this on a timely manner, and we'll do our best to get back to them. I want to thank the minority leader and the assistant majority leader for their help. Their job's not easy, but I do thank you for your efforts, and I do thank the members.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Johnson, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. When we started out on Tuesday afternoon, one thing I said was that people are looking to the Senate for leadership. They want leadership on this issue. And I think that throughout the 2 days of debate, I think we have delivered on that. The governor was looking toward the Senate. The House was. The state was looking at us to lead, and most importantly, children were. And because of the actions that we have made, we have led on this issue. We are in a process. And the bill will change as it goes through, but what we exhibited this week is very important, and I hope that we have that cooperation as we go through the process. If we wait until everybody's happy, we'll never pass legislation in this body. And yet it's important for us to realize that we can compromise for the good of the state of Missouri, and I think that's what we've exhibited here this week. It does have an emergency clause, so don't go away, but I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes for Senate Bills 493, 485, 495, 516, 534, 545, 595, 616, and 624.